Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy.
Beer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows three not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact. Miss Muffin is fully prepared to unalive or shmurder herself if she doesn't get her hazel cat back.
Unalive or shmurder herself.
I like that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shmurder.
Not shmurder.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Tucker here. I play this Blee Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Humbo Trash. Alright, never mind. Hey everyone, Ryan Tucker here. I play as Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I am the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the God Rumpke. I am the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Flea Stick is a triplet.
Triplet?
Oh, that's strange. That's hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the drug addicted level 6 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he's had dreams of being awakened with sword arms and legs and becoming a supervillain.
No!
Okay.
Makes sense.
With sword?
Sword arms
and sword
arms.
Oh, and legs. I thought you said sore.
I was like, yeah, I just pictured it like...
He's working out, now he's a supervillain.
Like, it was like the peg leg, like pirate peg legs with swords and then its arms
no.
are just swords.
So he needs more cursed swords.
Terrifying.
Body parts.
Yeah, you'd have to get sheaths with like feet bottoms on the end
you're
of them.
So running at you like... Ping,
walk
ping,
on.
Yeah.
Not you'd be stabbing in the mud.
Correct. My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that chainsaws were invented for childbirth.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
The fuck did you just say?
For real.
They really were.
It was
they
developed
really
in Scotland
were.
In
it
the
wasn't,
late
it wasn't
18th
like,
century to help
yeah,
aid
yeah,
and speed up the process of symphysotomy, widening the pelvic cartilage.
It had to have been smaller, like a
much... disease-laden bone during childbirth. So yeah, they were...
They had to have been like
then,
they had to have been much smaller than like
oh, yeah,
a wood cutting
yes,
chainsaw.
Yeah.
It's a
wood.
Surgical chainsaw.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were first invented chainsaw.
That's
but
crazy.
Still, think about the old childhood. School original chainsaws.
No,
things
we're
are
not
massive.
Thinking about it. We're not going to think about it.
What each got to do, I guess.
That's what they. That's,
why was that?
They were able to build a chainsaw. Like, is that really what they needed to do it for? Like, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
So
hey, let's build a chainsaw.
She got a bad bone. Give me the chainsaw.
All right.
That's crazy.
So.
What diseased bone would they beat her in childbirth? I'm sorry. I just can't understand what they would cut
know.
Out with a chainsaw.
It's a disease-laden bone, whatever that means.
Huh. I figured it's the baby's head was too big. We're like, we gotta make some room.
Open it up.
Let's put you up for a little bit, I guess. Wire you back together.
So, where we left off, you guys had finished off the second wave of enemies that had flooded through the undead, and as you kind of drop that rock, Duke, onto the skeleton's head and it crushes, you see the rest of the kind of enemy silhouettes into the fog kind of retreating and running back, and you're hearing like, woo, some whooping from the other sides of the fortress and stuff, where other people have fought off enemies as well.
That's right.
So you guys have time to rest and do as you please before anything else happens, you have a good couple hours. What would you guys like to do?
Long rest.
You can do a short rest.
Short rest?
Not a long rest. But if you'd like to all short rest, you can.
More repairs to the catapult.
More repairs? You can do that too.
Yes, because I'm full. I have been drinking potions.
Yeah. All right. Roll me a strength check.
All of us?
No, Duke. Who's going to do repair? Are you guys short resting? You two?
I guess, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Take a nap.
Take a nap. So you two can spend as many hit die as you want to heal.
Oh, is that what that
is? I already have full health.
Yeah, you can spend 1d8 plus 2 to heal. You have full health?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't need short rest.
My
unless
bad.
You, unless you want
to
get...
I just took a cat nap.
Yeah, I'm not going to short rest. I got 23 out of 30. Like.
Okay, all right, yeah, you guys don't have to short rest then.
I'm just going to take a potion.
So, Duke, give me a strength check.
I got a 13.
I can heal myself, actually.
Yeah, so you can get back 1d4 of health. Okay.
4, cool.
All right, so back to the
that's it, 22
forge launcher. So as you're kind of doing that, you're just bang, 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 wanking away on that. Wanking, bang.
Wank.
What?
That catapult should be ready to go.
I don't know what I was saying after you. Okay, so yeah, after you get done winking the catapult off.
Winking it?
You see coming up the stairs behind you is Corley and two, like, lesser little, like, soldiers with them, like little scouts. And they walk up, and she goes, oh, hey, guys, I see you're fixing up your catapult. Okay. She goes, so I really hate to do this. She goes, but me and my squire's here. And she kind of, like, looks back to her two people, and she goes, but we are going to need to take this catapult.
Yeah.
She goes, the other side, we just got information that says on the far side there's going to be a heavier attack, but we still need you guys to hold this zone. But we're going to need more weapons on that side. So she's like, so can we take you? We're just going to start taking this part and moving it over there.
No.
Pay for my labor.
Pay for your labor?
Yeah, I've repaired it twice now. For my use. And now you're going to take it.
Give me a persuasion check. Or intimidation. I'm sure it's intimidation.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah.
All right. 19 plus 4.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, yeah, listen, after this is done, we'll give you some gear or whatever the fuck you want. We'll give you some stuff. We'll give you some stuff, and you guys can go. But can we please just take this catapult?
I guess.
Okay, so as you say that, you see the two scouts kind of, like, nod, and they just come running up, and they're, like, shh, 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 cranking some stuff and, like, beating on some hammers and sawing.
Beating on hammers, huh?
Duke, since you have been working on this catapult, give me an insight check.
That's not good. 4.
4? Okay, you don't notice anything. So yeah, they start dismantling this catapult, and they're like pulling it apart, and then they see like all of them start packing up the stuff, and she goes, all right, thanks for business. We're going to get back to defending the other side of this place. You know, we're going to just go help do some shit. And then she like takes off running down the stairs with all these pieces with her people.
Did they grab ammo?
Yeah, sure. They have ammo.
Yeah,
but yes, they fade off.
They seem skip.
It's probably gonna, I don't know, they either spies who just stole our equipment so that we're weakened, or, and then I'm gonna hunt them down, I'm gonna probably castrate them, and then, or it's gonna completely explode into pieces whenever they go to set it up.
You said something about them seeing sus.
They were
unless
sus.
You do an insight check before they run away.
17, 9 plus 8.
17, 9 plus 8. Okay, so, yeah, when they kind of are packing this stuff up and they're starting to walk towards the stairs, you see Corley, the one that's been leading you guys around here and taking you guys around, she kind of looks over to the scout and she goes, these dumbasses. And like you see like her skin on her start to like shift and move a little bit, like weird,
worked.
And they start to go down the stairs.
All right, give me the layout of position right now.
Okay, so you are in front of the catapult.
Are they in line sight?
They are starting to head downstairs. So I'll say you have line of sight on like one of the scouts, but not Corley, as she's kind of running down the stairs. So,
all right, I need to know positioning here.
You are about 10 feet, 15 feet from them. You could
from the top of the stairs,
yes,
essentially?
Yes, from the top of the stairs. And there's one scout still like kind of running.
Are they all on the stairs at the moment?
Corley and the other scout are, and the other one, the second scout is at the top of the stairs.
So the ones with the equipment, essentially.
Yes, they are running down the stairs.
You want me to take care of this in one shot and just get it done?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move over the top of the stairs.
Okay.
And I'm going to lightning bolt them with my ring.
Okay.
Give and me. I'm going to try to line it up where I hit both.
You know, it's, a collateral. It's a 10-foot wide stair. You're going to hit them.
Yeah, it's
going to hit all three.
Okay.
There's a man at the top and then the two running down. So.
What?
What is it? Dex save, actually?
It is a dex save, yeah.
Let's okay, see. So. Roll for Corley. That's a 5 plus 4.
No save.
No save on Corley. Let's do the scouts here. Nat 20 for the scout, for one scout.
Okay.
And a 10 plus 2 for the second. So.
Two fails and a save.
Two fails and a save, but I'm going to say with the nat 20, the save is not going to take half damage because I'm sure that's what the lightning bolt does.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the other two will take full damage, but one will take no damage.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can smoke one.
I was about to say, I'm about to attack that one with sacred flame.
8d6, here we go. 5, 6, okay. 3, so there's 14, 6, there's 23, 23, that's the fifth roll.
2,
so
25,
31, 6, what is it, one more roll? I think so. 8,
is that what you
said? Yeah, I think it's one more roll.
Yeah,
and then 1.
What was that?
So, what was it, 32 and then 1?
Yeah.
So yeah, 33.
Alright, so.
Decent damage.
Lots of damage.
I think.
Yeah, so the lightning bolt blasts. The lightning bolt blasts through there, and the second scout on the stairs, he turns into a skeleton immediately. Like the flesh is just blasted off. Like he was hit with Kamehameha. He had very low health. Like, he was not tough.
You made dinner.
Yeah. So then there's the one standing in front of you still, who averted it with his nat 20, and then the Corley, the one at the bottom of the stairs, you see her get hit with this lightning, and it like. Blows chunks of flesh off and all kinds of pieces, and she falls to her knees, and you see the form of Corley just fade away into this like nasty, ugly, tall, alien looking creature, and it's a doppelganger, so yeah.
It's a cooked one now.
It's a very cooked doppelganger.
That one's like shit.
But yeah,
the one that got the same.
But as you can assume, yes, Nate, you were on the money. Spies that were coming in to sabotage your equipment and take away your things. So roll initiative.
See, the moment I realized I wasn't getting payment, things had to be taken care of the hard way.
Yeah, we'll get you later.
All right.
22.
Okay. Initiative.
Don't kill that one that's up front.
The one
that's cooked. No, the one that seemed like more of the leader.
Corley. Okay. Doppelganger.
Yes. Yeah.
The other two are still normal little soldiers.
We gotta kill that one slow. That was the pain. You can't just take mine. You disassembled it too. That means I gotta put it back together. So yeah, I'm gonna have to disembowel them at least.
Okay.
Where's my little
Tristan?
What?
Were you giving his rolling tray?
Oh, what happened?
You stole it. It's in the drawers.
Aha! Thank you.
All right. Yay. What's initiative, everybody? I'm sorry.
3.
Oh.
22.
Okay, very good.
Mm. I got an 18 plus 4.
11.
I don't want to go first.
You do want to go first. You're an assassin rogue. That means you get extra advantage and extra hits and
all
that stuff.
What's it look like before I go?
What's what look like?
There's a dude that's got all the meat blown off of him.
Yeah.
There's one guy behind him that is perfectly fine, and then a chick on her knees at the bottom that, a chick.
One scout, the doppelganger one is up the knees at the bottom.
So it seems like there's only one real good target, and that's the dude that's made the save completely with the nat 20 on the lightning attack.
And he's how far from me?
He's dead. But...
No, not him?
What, the scout?
Nat 20.
Oh, nat 20, no, he's fine. He's standing right in front of Duke Crystal, so he is about 15 feet from you.
So I can dash up and jab him right in the neck and dash away.
Yeah, you can run up and dab him in the neck if you'd like to do that.
That's what I'd like to do.
Okay. Give me your jab him in the neck roll.
I'm going to use my plus one dagger.
Okay, and you get advantage, so
yeah,
it's your
I'm
first
gonna roll
attack
with
turn
advantage.
For the round.
16 plus 8 to hit.
With advantage?
Yeah, that was with advantage.
That definitely will hit.
And then it is a 1d4 plus 5. So 4 plus 5, 9 damage.
Plus sneak attack damage, because you struck with advantage.
Oh yeah, which is what? I have to...
1, 2d6, I think, now for you. Or three, maybe. I don't know if you're level six.
I know, I'm trying to say, I can't remember.
You have to scroll down your main.
It's three now, yeah. 3d6.
It's that rogue life.
5, 10, 11.
11. Okay. So, yeah, the series of moments, like, this all kind of happens. This person, you know, does their thing, and then you see Duke run over the stairs and just blast lightning, fry, and blow flesh apart. And then before, like, anything can even happen, the doppelganger drops to her knees. And then Miss Muffin comes out of the shadows like a ninja, just sticks this dude in the throat, and he just falls over dead and bleeds out. And then the doppelganger is left at the bottom of the stairs. Anything else you'd like to do with your turn? Because that was just your action. So you still got a bonus action if you'd like to do anything else.
She's not close enough to do anything with, so I'm just going to disengage, yeah.
So you just going to move away, or rest your movement, or just stay where you are? The doppelganger's not on you yet.
Okay, just stay where I am.
Okay, alright. Next up, doppelganger. God, she's so hurt. So, okay, this is what I was hoping to do. Okay, so.
I'm trying to run, bitch.
Duke Crystal and Miss Muffin, make me a wisdom saving throw. DC 12.
17.
Okay.
19.
19? Okay, you guys save. Good job.
We wised up.
Whoa.
As you see, as they see, like, the, her, like, that figure fade away in this nasty alien creature look, she, like, turns around, her eyes, like, open wide and turn this, like, dark, nasty, creepy, spacey galaxy look as she tries to hit you with an unsettling visage and fails.
Not so, me, bitch.
That would have been awesome.
Say worse.
Duke Crystal, it's your turn. Anything else you'd like to do?
See worse than my drug hallucinations.
Not me.
How close am I to her?
You are about 10 feet.
10 feet? Well, I will approach and then grapple.
Grapple?
Ooh. All right.
Grapple.
Give me a strength check.
Gonna roll around with it, eh?
She's very weakened right now, and I know you are very strong, so.
Very good. Let's see.
It works out.
Even your plus is
hey, that's a first roll 23.
Yeah, your plus.
Yeah, we'll just stick with 23.
The modifier is going to be what I got, so you're fine. Yeah, you've got a grapple. What else would you like to do?
Pull out the trench knife.
Okay.
No!
And disembowel.
Okay, give me it.
Complete seppuku. I was talking like
from,
this, like.
From tongue to taint?
No, from like. I was thinking from like. Hip to hip, just like.
Oh, okay.
I'll give her the Rambo Bowie knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all the way, like, almost, like, samurai like, almost cutting. Fall apart, like, okay. Just split them.
Okay, give me a tack roll.
With advantage.
20.
20?
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
that'll hit. Alright. 1d4 plus 5. That's probably gonna finish the job. 4 plus 5.
4 plus 5 damage?
Yes. Oh, no, sorry, that was a 2.
4 plus 2?
7 damage.
Okay. Alright, so, doesn't quite finish the job off, but...
Add to twist.
yeah, you kind of stick her and went to go to pull, and she kind of like jerks away, and like the blade kind of slides out a little bit, so it doesn't fully disembowel. She's got like half an intestine hanging.
Well, I have a second attack.
Oh. Go ahead. Well, then I guess go ahead. You do get extra attack.
So, how's the position at? Does she fall back down or something?
No, yes, you still have her grappled, because she can't... get away from the grapple until
she just pulled your knife out a little bit.
Contest it. So yeah, you can just attack again.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sticking one more up under the ribs.
That was DP.
Yeah. Attack roll.
DP.
We got an 8 plus 8, 16 on the attack roll.
3 plus 8.
And that one is 4 plus 5. So 9 damage.
9 damage.
Up under the ribs.
Pierced her heart.
9 damage up under the ribs.
Now, I was thinking about like solar plexus. Like.
Okay, so you stick her up under the ribs, and you can tell that initiative's over. Like she's got very low health, so like you can stick her up in the ribs. And you go, she's got like a couple moments of life left as she's starting to die, and you got this like blade up in her, and she's just like looking you in the face, and she goes, "You think you guys are strong? Because you got the scroll." Because we're coming for it. Because you need all those scrolls, don't you? And she's like looking at all of you as the blood's just kind of like pouring out onto her.
Oh,
headbutt!
She takes the headbutt. You see her head just kind of like crank back up. And she goes, "You think I'm strong? Oh, God.
No, we don't.
She goes, the warlord's coming. She goes, the warlord's coming, and his beast is more stronger than anything you could ever imagine. As the blade, sure, you're finishing her off.
I just realized something. I couldn't really grapple and use my dagger. I have a sword arm.
You got a left hand, I guess. Oh, yeah.
Over. We'll just say the grapple was sticking the sword in her shoulder or something.
That works.
She kind of bleeds out and just falls down the stairs, rolls down the rest of the way.
Guts flop out.
Guts flop out.
As he rolls.
Combat there.
Yeah, right. How much time we have before the attack?
Yes. So as you turn around, you're like, how much time do we have? You can see at the far north end of the keep, a huge explosion just hits the wall and blows things to pieces. You're seeing all kinds of stuff explode and fly all over the place.
Eugene, Sock Jelly can freaking catapult back together real fast.
Yep.
That's going to be a big thing to mend. But yeah, you see this huge explosion, and coming out of the flames and the fire of the explosion, you see a giant dragon with this huge man on top of it with this spiky helmet on top of his head, and it almost looks like he's made of mist and shadow. He's just flowing around.
I wish you had kept that lightning bolt shot.
And you see this dragon flows up, and it's got red scales and flesh dripping off of it and bones showing everywhere, and it's a giant undead red dragon. So we need to roll initiative one more time. Things are about to get intense.
21.
21?
21.
19. 21. 9. Okay. This muffin and Duke, you got good ones this time. 19. Okay, let me roll for the dragon. The undead dragon.
Dragon sucks.
16. And the warlord wraith. 15 plus 3. 18. Dark combat. Alright, Duke Crystal, you're up first.
Very nice.
This is your dragon. Floating ahead the north end of the castle.
I want to go about this.
He is about 80 feet from you. From the north end of the castle.
Okay.
He's flying on the inner wall edge, right in front of the building.
Flying?
Yes.
Did he land yet?
No, he has not landed yet.
Oh.
He is just floating up out of the fire.
Been a douche.
More than likely will in his turn, but we don't know.
Use my longbow to attempt to shoot.
The old foot?
Yes, the old 2-foot catapult style, or the ballista style on the ground, on the ground. Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm going to go for the rider, actually.
All right, so you're going to hit the rider.
All right, see what we got here. That is 19.
19? That will hit.
D8 plus 3. Ooh, 1 plus 3. 4 damage.
4 damage!
It's just a little shoulder shot. He's like,
he fired, it's full intent. He's pulling the bow back of his feet and it launches.
It lost a lot of energy over the distance.
Because he's just made a mist. So it goes,
shit.
It hits him and then it does a little bit of damage. He's
Hole in with some more fog.
Alright, next up is Miss Muffin.
What do I even do?
Yeah, well, he might be landing soon. We got his attention, I feel.
Yes, you need his attention for shooting him with an arrow.
So I can ready up my dagger to slice and dice at any moment when he lands if close enough, and that's
it. You want to take the ready action?
Yeah.
To prepare for him to land?
Yeah.
Yes, you can do that. If he lands, you're saying if he lands on the walkway close enough for you to hit him,
I'm going to slice and dice him.
Okay, yeah, you can hold your turn for that.
Okay.
Okay.
CR.
Man.
It is
challenge rating.
The Wraith's turn. The Warlord. See what his attacks are real quick.
Do we know what challenge rating he is, by the way?
What?
That Warlord Doucheroo.
The Warlord? He has a challenge rating of 5.
What about the dragon?
He's gonna be
pretty high. Okay. Above that. He's curious about
his
abilities.
Yeah.
They will not be able to be spontaneously killed, but too strong for that.
Okay, so I'm going to do a little spin on this attack because I wanted to. He does this attack where he would usually spawn something, but I'm not going to spawn it. So he uses a corpse nearby you, and he's like raising his hand up, and you see this corpse start to start to pop. Ew. And bubble. I need to do crystal to make me a dex save, because you are the one next to the dead body.
It's got the T virus.
As it's about to pop and burst with boiling blood.
16 plus 2, 18.
18? Oh yeah, you definitely dex save out of the way, and you, as this body, this corpse just kind of pops, and you see boiling blood kind of hit the walls, and just like
he's
steaming.
Got corpse bombs.
Yeah. So.
Dang, okay.
Alright then.
Next up is the dragon.
When you kill something, get away from it.
Alright, dragon's turn. So, let's see what he's got going here.
Uh-oh.
Alright, he can fly 60 feet. Copy. Alright, so he is going to fly 60 feet, which is not all the way to you guys quite there yet, but he's going to be close.
And?
This dude on his back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He has not landed yet.
Okay.
Because he's going to do a fire breath.
No.
No.
I need Miss Muffin, actually. You might get lucky, Duke.
Oh.
Miss Muffin only to make me a dexterity saving throw. As you see him floating in front of you and his chest boils up and starts turning bright red. The flames are coming.
21.
Okay, yeah, you save. on a half, you take as much damage on a success. Take half damage on a failed success. God damn, I can't say it. So, yes. Is there anything you'd like to do after you, or are you going to take this damage?
What do you mean? Is there anything I'd like to, like, roll out of the way? Yeah, of course.
No, you've just got abilities that I want you to learn.
There's something in there you could possibly...
Hunt it. Hunt it down.
I'll give you 10 seconds to find it.
No.
10. 9. 8.
I have a hide action, a disengage,
7.
A dash, an action, a combat, uncanny 6. Dodge.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, what is it?
I forgot about my uncanny dodge. So when an attacker that you see hits you with an attack, you can use your action to halve the attack's damage against you.
Damn, okay. Never mind, you're taking half damage anyways. Sucks though.
See, like, I didn't even think to use uncanny dodge because I made a good roll anyway for my dexterity.
Yeah, but it's going to take half, so that is 6. 6. 4. 4. 2. 5. 4.
31.
So, 31 damage.
Half of that,
yes. Jeez.
So
15 and a half.
You got to round up or down.
Do 15.
How about now?
It was either 15 or 16 would be above. 15 would be slightly below because you can't do half.
We'll go below since you...
Fine. So I take that much
fire
damage?
As the flames come rushing at you and just...
Now I match my cap.
You probably didn't get hit with the fire. That was probably just the sheer heat.
Yeah.
Being close to it by when you dodge. It just cooked you a little
bit. All right. Flea stick sock jelly, it is your turn.
All right.
From where you were standing, the dragon is about 40 feet from you. Because you still never even got to move up into the combat, and maybe when it happened, because Dupin, this muffin killed it so fast.
Let's just shoot a sacred flame.
Sacred flame at dragon?
Yeah, I just want to aggravate him real quick.
Okay. The dex save?
Yep.
Oh, wow. 2.
Oh, okay.
Plus 0, so.
16, yeah. So. Alright, so 2d8.
This will be double because he is technically undead.
8 plus 7. So 15.
8. Is that double both rolls that you said?
Two rolls.
8 plus 7.
Okay. Good.
And then I'm definitely summoning my spiritual weapon.
Okay. I guess you're going to do that. I bond him? Or?
Yeah. I'll get it right up in his face. Why not?
Why not?
Just spawn it on his back.
Just like fucking.
Just like I want to spawn it like right behind him and just right in the rear.
I mean, you can spawn him up there next to him, yeah, and make an attack.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't really think it has to hold balance or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a tackle. All
right.
You can attack with that when you spawn it.
Right behind the rider. He's like, what the?
18.
It's not a physical
10 plus
weapon.
8.
Plus, it's not a physical weapon, so it will hit him.
Physical weapon will hit him.
Just not as bad.
7 damage.
Like
7 damage.
Yep. 7.
To the dragon, correct?
Oh, shit.
Or was that to the rider?
It's to the rider. Okay. Right in the back of the noggin.
All right. Yeah. All right. Duke Crystal, back to you.
Okay. You still have to land?
No.
No.
Douche. Grappling.
Can't, he's flying.
That's why I asked if he landed. Grapple a dragon.
Can I turn my spiritual weapon into some springs and launch Duke?
Ding! Yeah, just launch Duke up there and spiritual weapon.
I could turn it into a jetpack and fly you up.
Hang on, do it.
Let's see. I guess the bow again.
Bow again.
This time I'm going for the dragon.
Is that the name of the weapon?
Alright, give me the bow.
No,
it's
just the long bow.
The bow again?
The bow again.
The bow again. Oof. 10?
10 will not hit.
It's a dragon!
It's a dragon!
Second attack.
Go for it.
Bow again.
Bow again again.
Bow again.
Bow again.
That one is a 20. 14 plus 6.
Nice.
Alright, a d8 plus 3. 7 plus 3, 10 damage.
10 damage? Decent.
I was aiming for his glowing
that arrow
sack
comes
spot.
Through, and yeah, he hits it around that glowing sack.
That's well done. Pop right. That fucker. Catch him on fire.
See here.
Oh, you showed his third sack.
Yeah, the glowing part. Like, yeah. I hit that bag.
Like an
Aragon?
Aragon?
Mm-hmm. Split him over, make him burn himself.
All right, so the Wraith, it's his turn. You see him, the arrow, and hit the dragon again, and that thing, your shield hit him in the back of the head, your spiritual weapon. He's like, enough! And he jumps off his dragon, hits the ground, and fucking lands right there onto the ground about 10, 15 feet in front of Miss Muffin. And
he's upset. He's
and
upset.
He is going to move the rest of his movement speed towards Miss Muffin, because she's the closest.
Oh.
And he's going to do something very nasty to you.
You got angry.
I already had
angry
a ready up slice and dice for him.
Okay, I'll give you your attack roll, because you did have a ready attack. But you're still going to get hit. You're still going to do
he will not get killed by your...
Do I roll with advantage?
No.
No, he's...
Okay, well, 5 plus 8.
Cautiously coming in to...
13.
13? Yes, actually. That's right on his AC. Because he's weak. He's just missed.
Yeah, he don't have armor.
Yeah.
8 damage.
8 damage?
Heck yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you get that quick attack. And that was your last one, so... Melee attack roll, as he lands in front of you and his hand just comes out and you feel like his cold, just like nasty necrotic touch around your throat as he reaches out. And you got fucking so lucky. 3 plus 6 on that hit.
Because I damaged the motherfucker.
Okay. That's not good.
He said that's
dragon's turn. Let me see if his fire breath recharges. It does. So, he's going to do a... Actually... You know what? No, he's not.
Will his rider get hurt by it?
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to do it. He's going to land, fly over and land in front of you, Duke. He's just at the top of the stairs, like while you're still on the stairwell, waiting for, taking your shots with the longbow. So he's going to land and try to bite you.
A dick.
That is an 8 plus 6.
No.
Damn. Okay, yeah.
Nice try, though, dragon.
All right. Next up, flea stick, your turn.
Alright, so Wraith dude's on the ground, yeah, dragon's still flying around.
He's trying to strangle Kelly with necrotic damage.
Miss Muffin.
Or he's trying to strangle Miss Muffin with necrotic damage, and the dragon is trying to bite Duke.
Alrighty.
Both failing.
Until they don't.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I wouldn't just get used to them not hitting you hard.
Yeah.
One good hit. It could be
almost
lethal.
I'm gonna sacred flame the dude on Kelly.
Wraith? Okay.
Yeah.
Dex save?
Or... Yep.
12
nope.
plus
oh.
3. 15.
No, actually, no.
Damn, that's one shy.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright.
So that'll be double damage. So
blast.
Roll your.
Double
damage. Blast.
That's one.
Or an extra damage.
4, so 5, so 10 damage.
10 damage to him?
Yep.
Hit.
And then I'm going to bring my spiritual weapon and turn it into a collar and wrap it around the dragon's neck and squeeze.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Alright.
A collar strangled attack roll.
Nice.
18 plus 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get it strangled.
Yeah, you're giving this the donkey treatment.
I just said donkey.
He's like, you're mine now. We're making babies.
Alright, so 4 plus 5, so that's 9 damage.
9 damage, okay. good hit as this collar wraps around him and just like, you see his eyes kind of bulge out for a second as he's trying to bite Duke. His eyes are just popping. And it's your turn, Duke. You're seeing this dragon being strangled in a very non-kinky way.
Alright. I'm going to slash open his glowing sack in his chest.
With Are you aiming directly for his glowing sack? Because if you want, you can do that, but it'll be disadvantaged if you're trying to, like, legit stop him from fire breathing.
Would he have advantage there since I'm strangling him? Wouldn't he be distracted?
Do it.
I'll let you do that, but it'll be disadvantaged.
What if I do a reckless attack and it evens it out?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Then it would be normal.
Yeah.
But he'll have advantage on you, right?
Next attack, yeah. All right. So, reckless attack on his old glowing sack.
Right.
12 plus 9.
Yes, that will hit.
All right, 4d6 plus 6.
Ooh.
2, 3, so 5, 10. So, 13 plus 6, 19 damage.
19? All right, I'll say for 2 turns he can't use his fire breath.
Wait, is dragon on the ground?
Yeah, he landed.
Stuck him, and he's like coughing up smoke and gagging up shit.
All right, and second attack.
Okay.
I am going to swing up at his neck and hope for
all right.
getting as deep as I can. Go for a decapitation. 18 plus 9?
Yes.
6, 3, 12, and 3. So that would be 15 plus 6.
15 plus
6. 21. 21. Okay. All
right.
I'm guessing he don't have much blood.
No.
Oh, rotten meat juice.
All right. Miss Muffin, it is your turn. You definitely hurt him. You hurt him good. He's got bones broke. He's got scales off, but the wraith is still trying to strangle you with his hands, so.
All right. I'm going to freaking slice his hands off his body.
All right. Give me slice his hands off.
18.
Yeah.
What is it? 1d10 or 1d8?
6.
Depending on the way you're holding it. 1 hand between.
6 damage.
6 damage.
6 slicing to the wrist damage.
Okay.
Alright. Good slice. You go through his missed hands and you go. His hands just stay there.
Are you serious?
I thought they'd like disappear and then just come back. Like
yeah.
grow new ones.
Yeah, he does. You cut them off and then they go away and they just go.
I didn't think of that.
Like,
I was panicking.
Alright. Anything else?
I don't know what I can do. He's got his grip on me.
Well, he's not holding you. He's just like doing the old Grim Reaper, like trying to touch
kick
you.
Kick him in his
yeah.
fog balls.
You got a bonus action or?
I'm going to hurry up and whip my invisibility cloak on.
Okay, give me a stealth check with advantage.
A stealth check with advantage.
See if he can spot you. Because he has some special sight.
Well, nat 20 is my first one I rolled.
Okay, that's fine. You don't gotta roll anymore. Yes, you go invisible, he cannot see you.
Yeah.
He's like, what is that?
All right, it's the wraith's turn. He's got his hands out, and you just go, and he goes, what the fuck?
This is some Harry Potter
what
shit.
What the fuck? This is some Harry Potter shit. Oh, no. The guy does the, like, looks around for a second. He's like, whoa. Then he looks over, and he sees a flea stick that's been over there just pelting him with sacred flames, so he's going to make his way over there.
Sorry. Sorry, flea stick.
It's his fault.
It's that fucker. He made her invisible. And he's going to try to do the same attack he did to Kelly, but it's going to be on you this time. All right.
He's a handsy fucker.
Yeah. That is a 9 plus 6. 15.
Hold on. Give me a second. Right on the money.
Okay, this is going to be some damage here. Alright.
You hit him with the light, he's going to hit you with the dart.
2, 4, 3, 5. So 2, 4, 3, 5.
Can I use Shield Master Invasion?
What's that do again?
If an effect allows half damage on success, you can use your reaction to take no damage.
No, this is just a normal.
Okay.
That would be like a fire off the
okay,
dragon.
Gotcha.
If you make success roll to half, you could make it nothing.
So 14 plus 3. Hang on. 14, 15, 16, 17. So 17 total. If the target is a creature, its hit point maximum. Okay, so you're going to lose 3 maximum health.
Just 3 health
what
points?
The fuck?
No,
no,
you're going
no,
to lose
like
17.
You're,
and
like
then...
if your max health right now is like 54, you lose 3.
Like
you're
yeah.
when you fully heal, you're gonna be 3 less than
yes.
you were before.
So you're gonna take 17 points of damage, but you're also gonna take 3 points of
permanent.
Maximum health point damage. Yes,
that's cold blood.
So from 30 to like 27 or
I know,
whatever.
I feel he's done that to me a couple of times already. He's like, you're getting too tough, nerf him.
My guy ain't even that tough. Yeah,
that's this dude's attack. That's literally what it says.
He's got a nerfing choke.
His attack as he sucks a bit of your soul out of your body.
No.
Not in a good way.
It is Harry Potter.
Yes.
Damn it. He don't want to do that shit to me. He does that to me. I got more than one soul in me.
Oh. All right.
Can I just say that spell? What is that?
Expecto
Patronum.
What is this magic?
Okay, it is the dragon's turn. He's going to bite you because he can't do his fire breath. 19 yeah. plus 6. That'll hurt you, Duke.
Yes.
Still in you. That's a D10.
I'm cutting that dude's head off.
So that is 9 plus 4 piercing damage plus 1d6 of fire damage. 1.
So 14 damage.
Yes. Okay. As he still has a little bit of heat on his teeth.
Spicy.
He's got a spicy bite.
Boy Stick,
your turn.
Alright, so dude's in my face, right? He's blocking me out.
Yes, he just gave you the old stranglehold, life sucking chokehold.
Give you the old big show. He just didn't sign me.
Yeah. What to do? Yeah, it really sucks that you're separated from the dragon with your dragon slayer sword.
Oh no.
So you're fighting like a ghost. You're over there fighting the dragon. He's like, fuck! Trying to hit mist.
I'm gonna have to turn the undead here, probably.
We're fighting the wrong creature.
You can try. I think it still works against him. It just won't kill him like that one.
I just want him up out of my face.
Yeah, you can try. What do I gotta do?
16.
Wisdom 16?
Yeah, DC. Yeah, wisdom, yeah.
Alright, that is a 12 plus 2.
No.
Failed?
Yeah, you failed.
Okay, so what is 16. That? He runs for how many turns away from you?
Actually,
each you know what? Wait a minute.
Each undead that can see or hear you within 30 feet of you. How far is the dragon from me?
What?
How far is the dragon from me?
He is 25 feet. But, yeah, you go to do this, whatever this thing is called.
Turn 1 minute.
1 minute, yeah. So you go to do it, and it like flashes in his eyes, and you see his eyes roll over white, like this breaks things, and they just roll back over normal. And he's like, "You think you can scare me? I'm immune to being frightened." And he, petrified.
I figured anything. He had resistance.
Yeah, he has resistance to almost everything. So, yeah. Anything else you'd like to try?
See if he can resist this
dude. We're gonna have to do this the old school way and just bash his fog brains.
Yeah, I'm gonna just take this Dragon Slayer sword and just right down the fucking center of his head.
Was that your action to use that, or is that a bonus action for that turn of dead thing?
I think it's it's an action, you're right. I'm just gonna take my bonus action and attack this undead dude with my Sacred Shield.
Okay, or right. Sim's
Sacred
Weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. It's close enough, you can. Wacky.
13.
On the moon again.
Nice. 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay, alright. Alright, new crystal. Dragon on you.
The old dragon. The old dragon. Going for his big old rotten ugly neck again.
Rotten ugly neck.
Oof. 5 plus 9, so 14. Second attack.
Yeah.
11 plus 9. 18.
Yes.
Or no, that'd be 20. Even yes. Yeah. 8 and get fucked. 6 plus 7, 3, 10, 13 plus 6, so 19 damage.
Yeah, you take a big chunk out of his neck like you've been wanting to, and you see like a big piece of his bones just break off, and he's like, he's like kind of like spitting up stuff, but he's still dangling there with like neck kind of half on.
Getting close.
Miss Muffin, your turn.
How close am I to the dragon?
You're about in between both of them. You got about 10 feet both sides.
So I can sneak up to the dragon and slice and dice him up some.
You can get advantage because you are in stealth and your sneak attack.
Okay. So I use my plus one sneak attack.
Stab his gooch.
Roll with advantage. 12 plus 8 to hit.
Yeah.
So then it's 1 plus 5, 6 damage, but then I add 3d6 to that. Ooh. 5, 6, 7.
Ooh.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay. Well, how do you kill this dragon?
Finish off what Duke Crystal started and slice the neck completely in half.
On top of him and just start daggering him until there's no neck left.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, you chop the top of the head of this dragon off and it just falls and hits the ground and the stairs and breaks off the wall of the piece of the castle you're on. This body just falls and hits the ground. And you hear the wraith turn around. He's like, "No! Petunia!" And he starts screaming. And it is now the wraith's turn.
Petunia.
We killed a dragon, Petunia.
And he is going to use his attack they used before, but on his dragon.
Oh, shit.
So, he raises his hands up and he goes, "You will die, but you will create death amongst your death." And he gets a 17. Oh, wait. Never mind. I need y'all to make dex saves.
Fuck. Oh, he so hit you with that. Shit.
Oh, no.
With advantage?
No.
Crit fail.
Oh, my.
Eight.
Eight?
This is going to hurt.
19.
19? Okay, so please stick. Actually, I don't think you would have had to save. Please stick. You're far enough away. Yeah. But those two. Oh, yeah, you're going to take some heavy fucking damage from this.
Nope.
All right, you see this dragon's body just start to like
uncanny dodge
and pop and
oh gosh,
what was uncanny dodge again?
You can dodge. I have danger sense. Let me roll one more.
You have advantage with the dex save. Okay, go for it. You guys got lucky.
Five plus two, better than crit fail.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Crit fail would have been bad. I still fail.
Right, where did it go? Where did it go?
Should be on your main page.
When the attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to have the attack's damage against you.
Yes, you can, because it,
so
this is
I can
not
have the damage.
So, yes,
so yeah, uncanny dodge, have the damage.
All right, I'm gonna roll the damage then. 5, 7, and 6. As this giant dragon starts to explode and pop and shoots bones everywhere and boiling pieces of flesh. So yeah.
So I take 18?
Yeah. And then you'll take half of that, Kelly.
Oof, I'm hurting. Well, not too bad.
You'll take 9 damage.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. The dragon is dead. It is Police Stick Sock Jelly's turn.
No more dragon.
Yeah, no more dragon. He exploded good and so his bones flying into Duke Crystal and Miss Muffins. So now it's Police Stick's turn.
Come
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking when I was looking at it.
Alright, dragon's dead. Dude's still in front of me, but he's facing them, correct?
Yeah, he just kind of threw his hands up and did the old explosion. So
does that give me advantage since I'm behind him?
No, not exactly. If he had another person with him, like fighting against him, yeah. If you had like another person.
Gotcha. Alright, well, I'm going to hit him with my Dragon Slayer sword.
Okay.
For it. 12 plus 3.
12 plus 3?
That hits.
Yeah.
So, 5.
5?
Yep. Okay. And then I'm coming after him with my spiritual weapon.
As a Ghostbuster vacuum.
Oh, nat 20.
Alright, cool. Double damage.
So, 2d8s. So 6 plus 5, that's 11. 5 plus 3, that's 8. So 19.
19 damage? Wowza. Good hit. Yeah, that one comes through. You can tell that this time, though, it comes through, it hits him. It's just got this, like, magical force field around it. It plows through his resistances. Nice. All right. Duke Crystal, your turn.
How close am I to the wraith?
You're about 15 feet.
All right. Well,
20 feet, because it'll be actually double movement, because you're in the pile of a giant dragon. Okay. You have to climb over a dragon, so it'll be double movement.
Well, first action, I'm going to use one of my potion of greater healing, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
What is it, 4d6?
Yeah. 44 plus 44.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So everything's dead, correct?
No, Wraith is still alive.
Wraith's still alive.
Yes.
Am I still invisible?
No, you came out and attacked.
What was it, plus 4 or plus 6?
Yeah, plus 4. Okay.
And for my second action, I will walk over there and cleave through him with my dark greatsword.
Alright.
Crit.
Crit?
Yes.
Alright, I mean, he's dead, but go for it. He's gonna die.
Let's see. 5, 10, 13, 15, plus 6, so 21.
Yeah, and we can go again. He's just like evaporates into nothingness.
So yeah, you kind of cleave through him, and the mist kind of just fades off and blows apart. He goes, "Well, remember you, Petunia," and his voice just fades off as
you
vanquish this wraith. And once this wraith falls in this kind of final effort of this battle, you see the fog start to just dissipate and fall away, and as you're seeing the skeletons and the undead that were still standing there, as the fog dissipates, they all just like crumple and fall down to the ground as they're not being controlled inside of this fog anymore. And in the sky, you hear this voice, and he says, "You three heroes, you think you're here? You think you're gonna take the scroll from me? You got one." He goes, "But you're not gonna get two. These fuckers think I'm somebody else, and I'm going to keep it that way, but they won't know. Because the world's not going to know." He's like, "I'm going to take over it all, and I'm going to take over this world, your world, I'm going to take over all the worlds." And he goes, "If you want the scrolls, come and get them, bitch." And then the voice kind of just disappears into the sky.
It's all.
Want a teabag, good
guy? Yep. Totally. Boil is nothing.
What is 1 HP?
1 HP. Teabag.
XP.
All right, so as you guys vanquish these sons of bitches, I'm sure you want to be your loot goblins and loot everything. So,
y'all,
give me
loot
if you want perception or investigation checks. Just gathering up items from destroyed equipment from the skeletons and the undead, gathering things from the dragon, and just kind of looting the general area.
I'm gonna do
gear.
Perception. 19 plus 4.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing perception. 17 plus 5.
Ha-ha.
13 for investigation.
Investigation? Okay, so, Duke, you find... What'd you get?
13 on investigation.
Okay, yeah, you find. So you find an enlarged reduced scroll, a potion of Misty Step. Those are the two things you find. And you find 679 gold pieces and 2 gems worth 100 gold pieces. This is just Duke's. This is just Duke's investigation. Okay. Okay, Miss Muffin, what did you get? 19
plus
4
on perception.
So you find 2,536 gold pieces.
Whoa, 2,536 gold pieces.
You find 1 comprehend languages spell scroll, 2 potions of healing, and 1 animal friendship scroll.
Ooh.
Okay, got it?
No.
Please stick. What was your roll?
17 plus 5, 22. Perception.
17 plus 5. Okay, so you get 850 gold pieces. You get also a scroll of Misty Step, a potion of water breathing, and a long strider scroll, which are all spells and stuff.
And what was the first scroll I got?
Yours was Enlarge Reduce.
Okay.
And Misty Step.
Alright, what was the other one? Potion of water breathing, then what?
Potion of water breathing, long strider, and a Misty Step.
Yeah, I didn't write it down. I just wrote abbreviations and I already forgot what they meant.
Okay. I got it.
The scrolls.
So yeah, you guys gathered up quite a bit of good goodies. Some fun little spells and scrolls and some gold to spend and such. And actually, as you guys gather up all this stuff, Corley comes running up. The real Corley. She comes running up and she goes, "Oh my god, you guys survived." And is that a dragon? Is that a dead fucking dragon? So I don't know what happened because I was knocked unconscious. Someone hit me and knocked me unconscious and I just woke up. She goes, "But honestly, everyone's dead. It's just us. It's me, you guys, and that's it. The soldiers are dead. The buildings are destroyed. The walls are crumbled." She goes, "So I'm going to put in a good word for you guys for the Lord's Alliance." She goes, "Honestly, no one's going to want this place. This place is trashed. I'm going to talk to the people I can do to get deeds and get stuff ordered, and you guys can fucking have this." This keep can be yours to build and to use as a home base to... I heard in the sky what the voice said, that you guys are wanting to get a scroll, you're wanting to get something, they're coming after you. She goes, so sounds like you guys are going to be heading towards Zaztam and trying to take him down, or whoever that was. So this would be a good place to have a home base for you guys to keep coming back to and pushing out if you'd like to keep this place for your own. Yeah. So, would you guys like to own Iron Spine Keep?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we will get that worked in, and there will be like a system and everything you guys can use for building your base, and like the economy and like all that shit. So nice. You want to have an actual functioning...
Nice! Then in case we never do get to go home, we have the home.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get stuck here forever, you may have to live here.
I'm a queen.
You guys are now the owners of, well, soon to be owners of Iron Spine Keep. She goes, I will be here all the time. I will come back. She goes, if you guys will have me. She goes, I will happily help you out run this place. So, yeah, you guys have some exciting adventures to look forward to in your future.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.